We are back, the party nerds.
Oh yeah, baby.
Woo.
Yeah, boy.
What's up, party nerds?
What's up, Jerv?
Drop that hot beat.
Yo,
we good. It's Jervis here with the rest of the party nerds. I got my man Bravo, that bearded wonder.
That lack of beard.
That's all trimmed up.
That
and good.
I have more like beard on my little chin goatee.
I still doubt that. Many parts of my face have yet to see the light of day since I turned 20.
Good lord. What's good, Bravo?
Not much, brother. How about yourself?
You know me, dog. I'm always doing my thing. Then we got my man, Ed. It's your boy.
It's your boy, Ed. And literally, like, about 20 minutes before the show went live, I'm reading this article that somebody sent to me. So next November, they're going to be releasing a live action/CG Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which is my favorite franchise. But the lead human role, the lead live action role, is being planned for Paul Rudd.
I'm with it.
Paul trying to knock down another franchise.
He's trying to knock down barriers right now.
I ain't mad at you, Paul. I ain't mad at you. And then we got that boy AJ over there.
Hey, yo, what it do?
What it do, baby?
Yo, nothing much. I have so many video games. I haven't been able to play them all, and I'm just waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3. It's going to be great.
AJ's been waiting since
Kingdom Hearts 1 for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts 2, so it's only been about 10 years.
Is that all? Or you should know it'd be like five more.
13.
There'd be five more years.
When did it come out? 2005? Something like that?
Something like that.
I'll look it up.
Five more years.
Give me a minute. Kingdom Hearts.
2025, it'll release.
Wait, what? Don't say that.
Sorry, I'm still waiting for them to actually come out with the game that Spore was supposed to be. So.
Oh, damn.
I forgot about that. The first boss in Kingdom Hearts was straight up Dead Souls tier level for me. I could not beat it. I tried it like 15 times, and then my sisters like just hand me the controller. I swear to God.
That's because you're bad.
And we got Stevie in the house. That's AJ's homegirl over
there.
Oh,
hello.
What's up, Stevie?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Shit.
No.
You know how I do? I get my thing in. And here we got, I can't believe you back.
Yeah.
Yo, Albs is back.
Our original party nerds.
We got full blue going on.
Please don't say R2-D2. She stepped out for a minute to do some music. How's the music thing rocking?
It's going. If anybody's in the Philly area and they are a drummer and they're into hard rock original music, hit me up on Instagram.
I might know someone.
I might know someone. We will talk.
All right, cool.
We will talk.
You can tell it's been a long while since Aubrey's been here because the first seat she chose was actually next to me.
Everybody forgot.
She really forgot what's about.
Actually, she does have strong opinions on solo, so maybe it was deliberate so that I was within arm's reach.
I think it's a good
So let's talk solo.
So just
a quick yes or no. Who thought it was good?
No.
Yes.
Yes. No. I thought it was
cool.
Good.
Wait, who said it was cool?
No, I have, okay.
Whoa. I just want to get the yes or no thing, Bravo.
Well, I'm split down the middle.
Yes? So we got one, two, three, four. We got four yeses. Stevie says no, and all just split down the middle.
Should have been a Lando Castrillian movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, should have been a Lando movie.
So, Ed.
Yeah.
What we got on these numbers?
So, numbers just got released on Box Office Mojo discussing what Star Wars did over the weekend. And let's say the word of the hour will be disappointing. So they were expecting to do about 115, 125 million just on the opening weekend alone. I'm going to assume they're not including Memorial Day, but you know, with the holiday weekend, you want to at least do Thursday through Sunday. Thursday through Sunday, it only did 84 million total in the box office.
Oh,
ouch.
And each day, the numbers steadily decreased. So you had the 35 million Thursday, Friday, then 24 Saturday, then 24 Sunday.
Their opening weekend was worse than Deadpool's second weekend. Just wanted to say that.
Deadpool's still number one.
Thank you, Deadpool fan.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you're a Deadpool fan?
Yeah. I know. It has been a while since you've been
here. You're not wearing Deadpool.
It's actually in my car.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it is?
I just realized that. I knew there was something different about you.
So it's interesting to see like just how the numbers just played out. If you included Memorial Day, you're looking at 103 total. So all in all, that's really it.
Okay,
like,
so it was kind of on the money it made. Okay.
It was kind of
I don't know, man.
Shout out to
Shout out to Shirt Punch. That's our new sponsor that we have here.
We also got to mention at the top of the hour, Shirt Punch. I buy from them all the time.
Yes, I buy really good, some stuff from there, too.
I just got a shirt from there not too long ago. at least there was a shirt that I'm looking up that has like, it's a picture of Link looking like Thanos, and he's holding like, it's like the Infinity Rupees Bird. Instead of Infinity Gauntlet. It looks awesome.
That's cool.
That's like one of my favorite shirts on the site right now.
So here's my question for you, Bravo. Is this movie, Solo, a correlation to Batman versus Superman, where it didn't do the numbers that the studio thought it would be, so it's considered a disappointment because it didn't make the money, but fans, it split. Some fans enjoyed it. Of course, some fans didn't enjoy BVS, but seems like a lot more fans have enjoyed Solo as saying, look, it's a good film. It's not the greatest Star Wars film. I was totally entertained by it. It's a great popcorn movie. And it's getting kind of by fans. It's not a bad movie, but
I'm sure the executives are not thrilled with the numbers, although I kind of think that they foresaw it, because if you notice, there was no marketing behind it until the week before.
Marketing was very, very slow.
Real question. Which did better, Rogue One or Solo?
Rogue One by about 60%.
That's all I need.
I really, really, really doubt that there's an executive not kicking himself with how much money that it's making. Like, there's definitely a lot of disappointment on their air. But, you know, it seems that fans are kind of torn down the middle. However, from what I've heard, granted, I'm sure some people will prove me wrong, but from what I've heard from fans, is a lot of the fans that are disappointed with it just keep saying, oh, well, it's not a Star Wars movie. Well, yeah, but it takes place in the Star Wars universe. Right. It's not that it's a Star Wars movie like the rest of them. It's just like if you had a random civilian talking about how they lived in New York City during the incident of the Avengers, and then maybe somebody was superpowered.
Yeah.
AJ, didn't they do a show on that? Some type of agents of something.
Agents of Black.
Well, first of all, they're on the ground level cleaning up everything.
I don't think I've heard of it.
So, like, this is my thing with the whole movie. The reason the movie flopped wasn't because it wasn't good. Because, you know, Batman versus Superman had, like, a killer opening weekend. It broke a bunch of records at the time. But people didn't go back to see it, and the negative press hurt its long-term legs. Like, you know, that's why it didn't perform as well. Like, if you actually just look at the opening weekend, it looked like it was going to be, like, another huge success, everything they wanted. This movie started off with a little bit of a flop. So, like, that doesn't have anything to do with the movie. Because, like, people who wanted to see that movie day one or opening weekend saw it opening weekend, right, and they knew in advance they were going to see opening weekend
as soon as they all heard. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but like with this movie in particular, it's just like it's right after Deadpool 2. Avengers was less than a month ago at this point. Mm-hmm. That Black Panther is technically still in theaters.
Yes.
If you actually think
in
about
some
it
theaters,
like there's so much competition, and there was like no advertisement for this movie.
And let's not forget that technically all that competition is their own.
Yeah.
Disney versus Disney versus Disney.
At the same time, though, it's a Star Wars movie. Yep. So
that's
usually,
right.
And I have some strong feelings about it, but usually that's enough that all the rest of the factors that, AJ, you're talking about, which ordinarily I think for any other movie, that really would be a reason for it not to perform as well. But the fact that it's a Star Wars movie, I think, should be enough to overcome all of those factors that are against it.
So let me put it this way. If this were Star Wars Episode 9, you know damn well Disney would have put like 10 times the budget into
marketing. The other thing to figure is this, you know, Han Solo is so iconic. However, it's iconic because of Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Yes.
I truly felt that if it, like Stevie was saying earlier, if this was a Lando Calrissian movie, or even if this was a Boba Fett movie, I'm already hearing more hype about the potential Boba Fett movie than I've heard about the Solo movie.
Yeah,
but
same
is it because
here.
Also that this came out in the summertime? Because they've been pushing their movies in the wintertime. They've been coming out Christmas-ish in December, Star Wars movies.
Shout out to
so competition really isn't strong that time of the year. I mean, again, you have competition, even though nothing really came out this weekend also. But like you said, there's four other films that are still in theaters.
And some people are catching up. Like, not everyone saw, like, you know, Deadpool opening.
People still haven't seen Avengers yet. They're still going out.
I just saw it the other night.
Hey, there's one person right there.
I wanted to go off of what you said is, like, people who are literally waiting for the day that it comes out, like Avengers, they're like, I want to see that. As soon as they're like, Harrison Ford's not going to be aged down for this movie, then people are like, I don't want to see it then. Like, I don't care.
Okay, so
it's
this
not about
so
it.
Is it, so, is it some,
I was trying to give it a chance. Sorry.
So since we're doing, like, yeah, since we're talking a lot about Harrison Ford right now, is it, are we in a situation where it's almost that the actor made the character instead of the other way around? Like, is it more of like,
it's the Tony Stark effect.
That's what I was, yeah, something like that. That's the that's actually a good point. It's sort of like similar to how like Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark all the time.
Well, just like that. Think of, you know, with the newest Star Wars movies, they could have, it would have been a disastrous mistake, but they could have recasted Luke, Leia, and all of them. They didn't, because they know these people are the characters.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
That's all fans want to see. They want to see Mark Hamill. They don't want to see Harrison Ford. They want to see Carrie Fisher.
Okay, yeah. So that, AJ, my next question for you is, so the characters, what did you think about these characters? Look, the guy didn't look like a young Han Solo, but I thought he did a damn good job portraying Han Solo.
No.
So, like, here's the thing.
He's a good actor, not a good Han Solo.
He was enjoyable to watch in the film, but, like, with the exception of, like, maybe one or two, like, brief moments, I did not get the sense that he is Han Solo. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, some people were saying, oh, it's a younger version. He's, like, a little bit more wide-eyed. He's supposed to be a little different. Exactly. I get that. But, like, they could have just changed the name of Han and Chewie, and it could have been a completely different Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And I would have felt just fine. Like, you look like you're trying to say something.
Well, I was going to say is, like, he would have felt more like Han Solo to me because, like, when Han Solo is about to do something stupid, like, yeah, he has that smirk, but this dude was, like, smiling throughout the entire movie.
He's a young Han Solo. Old and seasoned woman.
No, I mean when he's about to do something risky, he's like, I'm about to die, so he has that
he's smiling through it. Yes, he's young and he's stupid.
That's what people do when they're young, they don't think about dying.
It's gonna be awesome. You're young, Steve. You don't do dumb shit. You don't got a good
millennials can't relate to that anymore. Millennials can't relate to that anymore. Everything is like, I'm gonna die over this.
Every time he smiled, I thought of Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
I thought if you know, if he was playing a younger Dennis Quaid, even his mannerisms and everything, then I could totally see that. But a young Harrison Ford, I don't know. I'll wait till you come to me.
The main reason why I say the characters is we kind of can see it even with the Lando Calrissian. I think Donald Glover did an amazing job doing that.
However,
he is a young Lando.
He almost killed that role. That first scene when he was speaking, they were walking up to him like, "Yo, is that really Billy D?
But that's just it.
Like Billy D.
Lando Calrissian played a very, very minor role in one of the large movies. So, like, it wasn't a true established character like how Luke, Han, or Leia would be. Or Darth Vader or something like that. But...
So he only had to get the coolness factor down?
He nailed it. And the cape.
Yeah, he did.
But he got it down.
Yes, he did.
The main.
He was sitting there, you say the cape. There were many capes.
That was a concert cape factor.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was telling Ken on the way here. I'm like, if they had made this a Lando movie, because Lando would be such a malleable character, you know, like, very few things. You know he can care about things a lot, but he will, like, just turn if he thinks it's beneficial to him. Mm-hmm. But then that's, like, something to do with the character. If you're trying to do a Han Solo movie, you gotta abide by the Han Solo, like, Harrison Ford rules. Otherwise, no nerd boys will want to see it.
But they did a Darth Vader movie, in a sense, where they showed his backstory.
And it was terrible. They were all terrible.
So you had the same feeling
about
that?
Episode 3 was great.
No, I thought episodes 1, 2, and 3...
He just really hated sand.
...were really bad in their own right. So the Solo movie... I have issues with the Solo movie, because number one... I get he wasn't always with Princess Leia. I get that. I don't want to see him with somebody else.
Yeah,
I just
stop
don't.
It. Accurate.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, no, that was fine. That was rare.
That part didn't bother me, but the beginning... I don't hold it against him.
I just don't... That part didn't bother me, but the beginning did bother me.
Like, I felt the beginning of the movie and the middle and end were completely different movies.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the movie felt so bad. Like, I really was sitting there going, I'm really going to hate this movie. Then in the middle, I was like, all right, it's okay. And then by the end, I was like, okay, this is a good movie. The beginning still sucked, but it was a good movie.
Is that because Ron Howard didn't do this whole movie?
Maybe. Did he not do the first?
He didn't. Originally, Phil Lord and Chris Miller were directing it, and then they got fired because this dude was like, you're turning this into a comedy. And then they brought in Ron Howard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, who reshot, like, 70%? What,
70%? Yeah, 70% of it got reshot.
The beginning of that movie was
just so maybe that
awful.
Was their beginning. Yeah. And
wait, wait, what? Here's the thing. I hear a lot of people complaining about the beginning of the movie. I thought the beginning of the movie was slower than the rest, but I didn't think it was, like, awful.
Even
like,
the chase scene,
like
I didn't
about it.
So even the chase scene, I didn't feel anything about it, and that's like the high pace part of it. The whole beginning of the movie, it just felt more like if you weren't a fan of Star Wars, somebody trying to explain a super intricate part of Star Wars to you. Like I just felt like I was being talked at rather than actually watching a movie. I felt like and like everybody's what is it? Everybody's motivations and machinations with the entire part of it, it just felt so forced. It just felt like as if somebody was like, oh, this person's a villain because his parents were killed by superheroes and that's why he wants to kill superheroes. It's like that no, he would want to kill those two superheroes. Like that,
right.
Like this was like, oh, they're children and they're forced into slavery. So when he got away, he went 3 years without ever going back to the planet, even though somehow he stole a speeder within 5 minutes of an interaction of somebody. Right. But he went 3 years of, oh, and let's not forget, he was playing infantry. So he was killing people, even though he seemed to have a problem with it. He was still doing it.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. We never saw him shoot that gun, at least in my mind. I have an entire thing about Han shot first and all that jazz. But like when it comes to the other characters that aren't Lando and Chewie and Han Solo is like it, Val and Woody Harrelson's character, Beckett.
Yeah.
Like Beckett got a lot of like you could feel the pain when he died. Mm. But like when it came to Val, it's like, am I supposed to just feel sorry for her because she's like sacrificing herself? And that dude who got shot in the shoulder that I don't even remember
his
name.
Oh, he was great.
He was great. Really,
except for the 10 trillion references to things we'll never experience.
I'm going
to
go start a cantina
somewhere.
Hold that
thought. We got a caller on the air, on the line, I mean. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Danny and I'm calling from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Nice, Danny. So what are your opinions on this movie? And what are your opinions on like the character, the beginning? Just what are your overall thoughts?
I went into the movie with fairly low expectations. And I'm sorry to say that I left the movie still unimpressed.
Good for you.
Yeah. Stick by your judgment, man.
Which part specifically?
That's your good.
I felt that, I don't know, I went in there expecting to see, like, an okay movie, and that Lando was going to be really cool, and that Woody Harrelson would be really cool, and that at least it would be fun. And I thought the movie was really fun. I thought a lot of parts were forced, but ultimately everything was just meh at best.
Yep.
Gotcha.
I kind of have a question for
him. Ask him this question.
Oh, I was going to say, like, the one part I felt was most Star Wars, which I was also talking about with Ken, was as soon as he's like, Han was like, I have 30 hired guns in that ship. And then Lando just fucking takes off. That was the most Star Wars that entire movie got, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
So with that same thing, I like and dislike the whole thermal detonator thing. One, I like that it shows that he does the bluff, so it sets it up beforehand. Mm-hmm. But I hated that it was a call to Return of the Jedi, which he was never, like, he wasn't aware of that whole scene. Granted, that takes place in the future. But it's like, what, was he sharing that story and, like, Leia decided, like, oh, you know what, I'm going to actually do it rather than do it? Like, come on.
Agreed.
Hey, thanks for calling, Danny.
Oh, well, I asked him the question of...
Oh,
go ahead, Danny. What's your you have an answer to the about that scene?
What did you feel was the most
about
Star Wars
most
it could get?
Star Wars?
Yeah, that entire movie. Which scene was the most Star Wars to you,
if any?
As unimpressive as it was, the castle felt really like a new hope of Star Wars.
You know, I mean. No idea what you just said. You just got completely muffled, dude.
We're talking about the Kessel Run.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't find it very, like, fulfilling, but I did think it felt like a Star Wars type thing.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, me too. Wasn't, like, groundbreaking.
Yeah, it was, like,
also,
probably the...
Han Solo at no point it felt like Han Solo.
Yeah.
He never did feel
He never felt like Han Solo.
He never felt like
Han Solo. Not even like at the end of the film, it was like, oh, damn, now he's Han Solo. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And that was my whole thing with this movie. If this movie was about any character other than Han Solo, I would have really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it was like after The Last Jedi, people were hashtagging, not my Luke Skywalker. I walked out of that theater thinking, not my Han Solo.
Yeah.
Chewie, the movie.
But the thanks one thing the I call, will Daniel. Say is like, you
yeah,
know,
thanks for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
So do you think it's a problem that this only came out basically like about, you know, 6 months since The Last Jedi? Because they, you know, that's a short amount of time. Are people in Star Wars fatigue? They said they're going to do a movie a year, but do you think...
It's too soon for
the last one still?
I think it was maybe too soon. I mean, you kind of figure that, like, with this new trilogy and this new set of mythos that they're doing, you had Episode 7, then you have Force Awakens, 1 year later Rogue One, 1 year later Last Jedi, 6 months later Solo, which felt like the most, which, as a show for most people, the most rushed of all four projects. And you know, reviews say it, money says it right now as well, so... Maybe this is kind of like that tipping point, hopefully, for Disney and Star Wars and Lucas to say, like, hey, maybe we should kind of like take
pace
our
himself.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah,
pace
although,
because what else, you got to figure, if you have in mind these other stories that are about to be told, you have to pace them out. You have to give those who are hardcore into the mythos a little bit of a break so that way they can kind of catch their breath.
The only thing is it's very obvious that they're trying to build largely on the Star Wars universe, like the whole thing with the Crimson Dawn, like the big reveal that Darth Maul was still alive. Granted, if you've seen Rebels or if you've seen the Clone Wars, you know he's still alive.
Yep, right.
But even so, when that was going on, when he was being revealed, I was like, who is that? Okay, so he's got metal legs.
I thought it was going to be Snoke. What was
it? I thought it was going to be Snoke as well.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, this is probably like...
Hood.
And then when it showed him, I went, oh, well, they're obviously going to build upon that.
Mm-hmm. In the
hopefully.
Next movie.
So, okay, plot twist. The Han Solo is planned as a trilogy. At the end of the trilogy, you find out Darth Maul is Snoke. Boom. It's solved. There we go. Come on. No.
Drinking.
Look, all right,
show.
This is a random point, but I need to bring this up because it's irked me so much. But this goes back to what you were talking about in the beginning of the movie, that it just seemed, it just wasn't good.
It was a fun
so
life.
When it came to Lady Proxima, I was expecting Auntie from Thunderdome.
Yes.
And what we were left with was a giant centipede with like a CGI centipede. Like, there is nothing badass about a giant bug. And I was also annoyed because that was the explanation that we got before the film even started.
Yep.
They set up that whole scene and then boom, it was done. So I'm thinking like Lady Proxima is going to be like the badass villain through the whole movie. Now, granted, I love Paul Bettany, so I was thrilled to death to see that he was in this. But I just thought that was very pointless. Like, you're going to set us up for this whole thing. We see a worm who can't even be in the sunlight because then she's like, oh, you know, like a freaking vampire. And then that's it.
And that was the thing. It, like,
then they're just
sunlight hurt.
I didn't even think there was going to be a screen crawl because just like Rogue One, I was like, okay, cool. And then they did the little like flashcards and I was like, I don't know if I really like that. I was like, okay, cool. Lady Proxima, blah, 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 blah. Oh, cool. It's 15 minutes in and that's the last we're going to see of her.
But also, seriously, yeah.
Also, the reason why I would have liked her is because Bettany's character, I don't even remember his name. He was kind of like, I love Paul Bettany, but I just kind of forgot his character's name. But the reason why I would have liked maybe more on Lady Proxima is because while everybody literally fell for his hand grenade trick, she just said, she's like, that's a stone that you just made a click noise with your mouth. And that would be Han Solo's best enemy is one who can't be tricked by him because she's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can we curse?
Yeah, you
okay,
can.
Okay.
That was
can we curse?
That whole thing was poorly executed.
It was about to be all over.
We're the party nerds.
Yeah. Lady Proxima, I just wasn't feeling that. Thought it was just a bad character being a big worm.
Yeah.
And they had Proxima Midnight of Marvel, so I was upset that they bit the name and didn't come up with something else.
They tried to Jabba the Hutt, but... centipede. They tried to, but they failed, I feel.
Yeah,
and
terrible.
Like, had they made her like more fearsome of a creature other than just a centipede, I'm like, just have like some weird mermaid octopus type deals.
Yeah, but they could have even they could have even made her be a human. It's just they could have even still had her be a human, like a heavier set human, just like you were talking about. Like, and it just wasn't intimidating. Yeah, all not I was at thinking, all. And like
these little
here's the
Tyrannosaurus
thing.
Rex with, arms
with the Hutt cartel. Like when you saw Jabba the Hutt, you at least were like, "Damn, dude, it definitely could run a mafia." You saw that chick, and you're like, "There's no way this woman owns a slave trade."
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like there's no way this woman owns a slave trade. Yeah. No possible way.
Yep. Agreed.
So, Arby, do you think people are just getting tired of Star Wars? The fans?
I don't think so.
Is that about this movie? Because nobody ever seemed. It didn't seem like the hype was hyped about this movie even before it came out. When it, but, except AJ, who was all about it.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that. But like, but this way I see it. Think about it this way. The first trailer for this movie didn't even come out until like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
There were a lot of reports about trouble behind the scenes about them having to bring acting coaches on sets, firing directors, like rewrites, reshoots.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of like negative press. Like, there wasn't a lot to get people excited.
There weren't like, leaks. There weren't like on-set photos that were like pushed out huge, like
right, the normal stuff that we expect,
yeah, like
and all the spoilery shit.
And then it had like a bare minimal advertisement campaign, like compared to the advertising for Black Panther and Avengers, and compared to this, and like, or even like literally any of the other Star Wars movies. I guess the biggest comparison is compared the advertising for Rogue One to Han Solo,
yes,
yeah,
and how
yeah,
well they true. Treated one as opposed to Han Solo. Like, Disney has no one to blame but themselves for this movie flopping.
So maybe they saw this movie and said, "We just don't have faith in this movie. We know this is going to be a shit thing. Show when we put it out. So why waste this extra dollars?"
Same thing with Suicide Squad, but look how well that did. Like, he set the stuff down our throats.
To answer your question, I think that if people were tired of Star Wars, it would not be as huge as it is. If you think the original Star Wars came out in 1977, we're in 2018. If people were going to be Star Wars'd out, it would have happened already.
Well, maybe it's happening now. I mean, this is what the fifth
he's saying,
film?
He's saying more like a fatigue just because of the amount that have come out in the recent years. Like, it could be said that there might be a fatigue of it.
Right.
I personally don't think that that is the case, but I can absolutely see your way of thinking. Like,
sure.
We've had so many Star Wars stuff in recent years being jammed down the throat. I just think that it was more so, just like with AJ said, the advertising, and then just people just weren't interested in it.
I mean, because you look at Marvel. Marvel puts them out, same thing, 2-3 a year, but there's not a fatigue like that.
Right.
Because they're doing new characters. Yeah. It's different characters. Right. You're seeing a different story.
You're right.
Altogether.
So here's what I think. Here's what I think about it. I think the fact that you have Marvel who does different characters, so there's always a different perspective on a grander event. So you have the Iron Man movies, you had the Thor movies, you had Thor Ragnarok recently, Black Panther, and then up to Avengers. Every person had a different perspective on either what was going on at that time or what was going to happen with Thanos. I think with Star Wars, it almost, this new trilogy, and I kind of said it a couple weeks ago, it seemed like they were trying to kind of reinvent the wheel, which didn't kind of work out
I feel they were trying to re-Avengerize it, and it just didn't work because the franchise of Star Wars is supposed to be a group thing, not a solo.
Right.
So
you have episode 7 and 8. Then you have Rogue One, which I thought was an interesting way to kind of bridge the gap between like how the Death Star was formed and how you got into A New Hope. So I would kind of appreciate that. But I think one of the things that may not be the best, and I think that's probably why this movie didn't do so well, is you kind of have a character as, in essence, Han Solo, through the original trilogy into now, before episode 7, was always kind of like a mystery. Like, there's always some kind of intrigue about Han Solo. Like, why is he the way that he is? Or why is he always this brash persona when he interacts with any kind of character, regardless of hierarchy, and then his relationship with Lando? I don't think an Origins movie was the right time. Like, maybe it just wasn't the right character to do it with. Other characters could have been good to see. Like, I know you already had the backstory with Luke with the original trilogy, but I think Han just wasn't the proper character to do that with.
Agreed.
We'll get back to that in a second. We got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jasmine Claire. I'm calling from Michigan.
Nice, man.
Hey.
So what did you want to talk about with the movie?
So, like, I was so hyped for this movie. I really was. You know, I thought it was going to be a really great backstory for Han Solo. When it first came out, my friend saw it, and he told me about it. And he told me Darth Maul was in it. And I was really, like, really pumped for that. But he told me that it was just a slight cameo, and that really disappointed me because he said that, you know, the whole point of a Star Wars movie, you got to have a lightsaber in it. And I heard that the lightsaber was, like, I think barely or not in it at all.
I think the only time you saw it was with Maul. Yeah. That was the only time you saw it.
Yeah. But that's what I was telling Ken earlier. Also, Ken, or AJ, sorry, AJ. My apologies about that.
Oh, you know him a different way.
Yeah. She just found out her secret identity.
We went to college.
You know that motherfucker differently.
Differently. But no, I just wanted to agree with you earlier is I didn't even know this movie came out until you said, well, like, I knew of the movie. I knew it was going to happen. But then he's like, you want to go watch Solo? And I'm like, that movie's fucking out now. Like, and then, but about what the person, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, caller?
Jasmine Claire.
Okay. Yeah, what, I agree with you in that lightsabers are very symbolic of the movie. But I just want to say, like, Rogue One, no lightsabers. And then they bring it in the best way. In
like with
Solo, a Star Wars movie, it wasn't like part of it.
Yeah, actually, I could have felt that the whole scene could have went without him igniting his saber.
When he lit it, I was just like, why?
Oh, you and I are going to be working closely together.
I'm not a hologram.
The dude looks like the fucking devil. I don't think he needs to do anything other than exist to scare someone.
Luke Skywalker learned that projecting shit from me.
All right, Jeff, so when you saw the movie, so you got all that from your friends. So when you went and saw the movie, what did you think when you walked out? How were you feeling about it?
Well, I didn't. It really let me down. It really did.
Scale of 1 to 10.
I feel like we didn't really... It introduced a whole bunch of random characters that weren't, like, there. And I didn't like it.
All right. Thanks for your opinion. Like, yeah.
Was there any one specific scene that you were just kind of like, that scene really didn't have to happen? Or was it just the entire movie in general that you're like... Would we have been better off not having this movie happen?
I thought this was Firefly 2.
What you guys said, the whole lightsaber igniting, that was only put in just because you have to have a lightsaber in a Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Agreed.
All right, man. Thank you for a call, man. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
So I feel like we're being a little harsh on this movie. Like, I walked out of the theater.
You're allowed to think that.
Like, I walked out of that theater. And I was like, yo, like, it had its flaws. It definitely wasn't the best Star Wars movie. But you know what? I had a good time. I don't regret the money I spent. And if you like Star Wars, then I would definitely say, like, yo, if you like Star Wars and you want, like, a fun way to spend the afternoon, go see Han Solo. It's a fun movie.
That's the thing. The movie was worth the money. It's an entertaining movie. It's just the fact that it's so blatantly obvious how easy they could have fixed it. Like, that's the only part that bothers me. But I do think it was worth the money. It's worth seeing. I was entertained by the end of it because, like I said, I felt the beginning was the trash part. But I feel like there's a Disney executive looking at all of the old expanded universe and went, all right, this is what Star Wars, this is what kept Star Wars alive, was all these fans reading into what happened afterwards or what happened before. Like, you have people that can tell you about what happened 5,000 years before the Star Wars series ever happened, myself being one. But regardless of the video games and everything, all of the books, all of the extra things that were coming out, that's what fans were so excited about, because feeling part of that world was what people enjoyed. It's just like why when people think of Harry Potter and they go to Harry Potter World, they're not going, I'm being Harry Potter. They're like, I'm going to Hogwarts. I'm part of the universe, just like Star Wars was. And I just think Solo is the wrong person to follow with it.
Okay, so I got a two-parter question then. So one, do you think that sometimes we don't need to know a hero's backstory?
Yeah.
For example, like Logan, there was always that mystery about Wolverine. Like, what happened to him?
I knew his backstory.
And then they finally told us years later down the road. Do you think we needed to know this about Han Solo's backstory?
No.
What character then should they have done a Solo movie about? If it wasn't going to be Solo,
I would have been okay with Lando.
Yeah.
I genuinely would have been okay with Lando.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Give me an Obi-Wan film. I won't fuck with heavy.
Only if they bring Ewan McGregor back.
Yeah, bring him back and have a step between episode 3 and 4. That, and they can have the same actor who's still like young enough. Or actually, even if he was a little bit older, they could just feel like, it's like he's a little bit older in between episodes 3 and 4. They could do a very good thing during
literally
like
the in-between.
Him,
really?
Like, you know, They could do something.
You know what I want to see? Cool. I really want to see them dive into like stuff with the Old Republic. Like, it was one of the biggest mythos that people were following with all of the video games, but they've yet to do anything, even as far as like making cartoons about it.
Well, the Game of Thrones people are writing and directing a Star Wars movie.
AJ, stop.
Was it a movie or a TV show?
They're doing a movie.
Oh, okay.
This is true, Bravo. It only goes
only 5 inches in it.
And five. Oh, no, 2 inches. 16 inches across. It's like a cheese wheel.
Oh, Jesus.
Moving on. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
And it's like, you could kind of tell from this movie that, like, if this movie did really well and it got, like, good reviews, they could easily turn this into, like, a Han Solo trilogy.
Well,
like,
they're still trying to do that because the actor has signed on for more movies.
Yeah, honestly, I hope they do that. I hope we get another one. And heck, then we could have, like, an Obi-Wan, young Han. Well, no, they just missed for someone else. That was a bad idea. But I personally, I guess this is the question I'm trying to ask. Do you think they should have another Han Solo movie?
I don't think that they are. I think the Boba Fett is the next movie. I think it's just that it takes place with a shared storyline.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
yeah. Like, Han's going to be in it, but it's going to be a Boba Fett movie.
Oh, see, that'd be interesting. Now that's one person who you don't need to make a movie about.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He's got the mystique. He's got everything going great about him.
I actually read a book about his thing. It wasn't that entertaining.
Why make a backstory and ruin this character?
It's like, if you make a backstory, you have to make him cooler than not knowing. And that's the hard part. It's either it's going to make the character cooler or it's going to potentially ruin him.
I think that's what they tried to do with this movie, and it just didn't work. Like, you had him, like, it was almost like, I when I sat there and watched the movie, I was just like, oh, he's just kind of like a troublemaker on a planet. And all of a sudden he gets...
Typical.
Because he wants to be a pilot, he gets to listen to the Imperial Infantry for 3 years. And the only thing I thought of was just like, why couldn't they just make him like a drifter among like the entire universe? Like, that would have been much more interesting, just to kind of see where his backstory lets you. Now, I appreciate the fact that that a lot of the movie kind of centered around trust. Like, who do you trust the most? Like, there was, especially like the last third of the movie was all about like people betraying each other, left, right, front, center. You couldn't trust anybody. But with Han, he felt like the only person he had that he actually was building, you know, a relationship with was Chewie.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he got tired of being stabbed in the back, so he just ended up being stabbed in the front.
And what about Chewie? Like, I didn't dig that whole thing. He was eating people. You know, my man just eating people.
Well, that's the thing. You saw the body. He didn't, like, he only ate when he was starving. He ate when he was starving because they were starving him, I think.
Exactly.
Like, that's a different thing. And does he feel any guilt about that? Like, they didn't go into Chewie's guilt at all. They didn't go into anything about him aside from, like, here's a prisoner.
I thought that was just terrible for Chewie. What another great character.
Not only that, let's look at the other parts. Oh, man, he's got to free his people. Cool, he was freeing his people. And then he left them on the planet. Oh, look, he's playing that game that Han told C-3PO, let the Wookiee win. Cool. He's going to freak out. No, he's just going to slam his hand on the table and that's it. Like,
make the light go out.
Yeah. And it was like, I expected him to throw Woody Harrelson because before he was telling C-3PO, yo, let the Wookiee win.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Wookiee win.
But I would have appreciated.
Now Solo 2, you'll see that.
Well, no, now all that did is ruin that scene for me in regular Star Wars, because now it's let the Wookiee win. Why? What's he going to do? Slam his hand on the fucking table?
Yeah, agreed.
And I feel like this is kind of, like, I like the Iron Man 2 movie. But this was the Iron Man 2 of Star Wars movies, I feel. Like,
so
yeah,
it
does
it
well
then.
For...
liked it then?
Like, no, I liked it.
You just said you liked
it. I liked the movie. I liked the movie. I don't think it was good, though. Like, I can like bad movies. I watched the entire Evil Dead franchise, man. Like...
Yeah, Ready Player One. I still maintain it was entertaining. It was
I
bad
still
movie.
Love Mortal Kombat. I'm not.
Yes. You can like bad movies, but also another character I want to get into because I was talking about it earlier. I thought she was the daughter of Woody Harrelson and Val. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought it was.
Why? Because she was light skinned. That's the only reason you thought
actually,
that shit.
Yeah. Yes. How many? Look, how many Star Wars movies have you seen? How many black people you see in those Star Wars movies?
Whoa!
Finn is obviously Mace Windu's child because he's the only black man.
Her mask, taking off her mask was supposed to be like some big reveal. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like, this makes me like Val and Woody Harrelson better because I'm like, they had a child and it makes me think
and you
more
know what?
About their character.
When they didn't say that that was her child, all I kept thinking about is,
so
wait,
like, you just
so did we go back 20 years where revealing a badass character as a woman is a big deal now?
Yeah,
like your main character in your new franchise is a woman, but now it's, oh man, that dude that character that was kicking ass and was badass. It was really a woman.
You see, I feel like the twist was less that it was a woman and more that it was like
a child.
Teenager,
yeah.
Like, or a child. I think that was
But she's not that young where it's that big of a reveal.
She's like 14, man.
Yeah, but, here's the thing.
She's young, but I thought it would be plot relevant.
She looked young.
I don't think she looked that young.
I think she looked like she was like anywhere between 16 and 18 to 20.
Yeah,
to 20.
I said 18.
Yeah.
But I thought she was going to be like plot relevant. Like, she's a child. No, it's like, that's the thing. Why it didn't feel like a Star Wars movie to me. Even Rogue One is like, the Force is with me and I am with the Force, or what I'm misquoting it sorribly.
Terribly. I'm one with the Force is
and
with
I'm
me.
Sorry about it. Sorribly. Because it's horrible and I'm sorry about it.
Horribly, sorribly, and terribly.
But like that entire movie is like they did their purpose on that mission and then they died. Spoiler alert.
yeah.
But like, and that Val and shoulder dude that I still forget the name of, they just Rio Durant, I think, was John Favreau. I have all their names right here, and it just like lessened their deaths because their death had no purpose at that point in time. It's like, here's this character that's really cool, and then they died.
Although,
and Han Solo did not he was supposed to have reacted, he's just like,
But do you know what I will say? Is the one thing that I was really, really happy about, and as stupid as a detail as this is, I was really happy that you could see, look, this is the damage a blaster shot does to a person. Like, saw him. Yeah. He was still burning while he was dying. Mm-hmm. Like, he was burning and from one shot, and it was like, oh yeah, he got shot. Oh, he's gonna die. And it wasn't one of those moments of, no, I'm a main character, so I'm okay. It was, I'm gonna hold out a little bit. No, I'm dead.
No.
And he was burning. Like, you could see that's what a shot of a blaster did, rather than, I shot you. Blah!
And this is just one comment going off of that, because I think I just realized when you said that, I think he was shot in the same place where, you know, when Han Solo is like, you're wearing that, and there's a blaster, like, hole right there. I think he shot him right where that was.
Yeah, but that was a different character.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson stole the armor off of a dead dude.
Right.
And Han Solo was like, you stole that armor. I know you're not actually part of the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Han Solo shot Woody Harrelson,
I thought you were talking about
the
dude
where
the
hole was. No, he shot him in the same place where the hole was, which I think if that's a thing, that's like cinematography.
That would be cool. Yeah.
But I think I'm just overthinking it, and it's not actually a thing.
That blast shot looked like it split his whole shoulder in half.
Yeah.
It was just a hole through him. Like, it split him.
And like, you could see it spread.
Yeah, it was.
It
like,
spread. It wasn't just, oh, there's a little tiny like burn mark. No, like it shot. And when he got shot, you just saw the bullet hole. But then like, you could see it progressing as like time went on.
That was fucked up.
Lasers fuck up your veins, man.
Yeah, they do.
I was afraid we were going to see 3PO and R2-D2.
That would
have
been,
like,
actually
been
pretty pissed.
Yeah, I'm like, please, please don't.
I do like how they did the, I have a really good feeling about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had made that one reference and like cut the rest of them out, like when the dude was like, I want to open a cantina. He's like, if he had just said, I know exactly what I want to do with my retirement money, and the character lived and he opened the cantina that they met, it would not make sense in the timeline. But
that's what
that
I didn't like about
subtle.
His character is like every single line of his. It's not even that. It sounded like somebody who was like overly passionate about any type of thing, talking like at Thanksgiving dinner almost.
Yeah,
like, oh man, this is just like that time like when we had a dragon feast, and it's like,
what?
I get you're referencing something larger in the universe,
right? Yeah,
but if it's every line out of your mouth, I have a problem with.
Oh, I like. Well, no, yeah, I did.
There's a lot of force stuff.
What about L3, the droid? I don't know. We haven't touched on that. The droid.
Yeah,
yet.
She was walking. I like did a like female her. Too. Did you see that ass swinging when she was walking? That robot ass.
Yo,
like, bam!
I actually liked.
And she was thick down she low was too. Thick.
Extra.
She was small up top, thick down. That's why Lando liked that bitch, yo.
She's like, Lando, she you gotta rub me down later.
I like, oh, do you want anything?
Dad,
equal
shout
rights?
Out to you.
Yeah.
Equal rights?
I actually really liked her character. However, the only thing that I was confused about was, oh, we're going to interface her with the ship. And all I was thinking about is, did I miss something in Star Wars where they talked about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Like, I'm like, oh, was L3 part of the Falcon?
No. They mentioned that earlier in the film. They were like, they could like upgrade her if they wanted to, but she has the best navigation.
Oh,
like,
no,
the
he
system
said,
the
I
no, I got that.
Or
but
something.
Like, all I was thinking about is like them putting her into the ship. Like, that would have been a significant part that should have been mentioned or at least referenced somehow in the originals,
right?
If they were going to call to it happening.
Well, yeah. I think they were trying to. Sorry. I was going to say, I think that was them trying to build up the Millennium Falcon because they're like, why do you care so much about this stupid ship? And then they're like, oh, if you use a drop of this one material that I know very little about, she's super fast. And then she has the best navigation. And it's like, why does Han Solo love this ship so much? They try to superpower the ship, Millennium Falcon, with L3. And it's just like them trying to explain why he cares about it.
I just want
to
state again,
Parsecs
is distance. Not time.
Yeah, not time.
All right, so wait, real quick, the one thing that, now that I'm actually thinking about it, and one thing that bothers me is like, why would Lando like risk that Falcon in a bet knowing that his old best friend is literally a part of its like mainframe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's cheating.
Yeah.
He's a cheater.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
He's not risking it if you're cheating.
He's going to win. He knows he's going to win. Sure. He's cheating. He's got a card up his sleeve.
Until I feel he would have felt that the card was gone. But that's just me. I'm like, I would have noticed if the card was missing literally
too.
From my sleeve.
That old big-ass contraption he had. Man, you better strap that bad boy to your leg or something.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, that's the other thing is I find it very hard to believe that people who are betting like things like ships aren't going to be like, man, let me see your fucking wrist.
Yeah, I know, really.
Yeah, man, that's the Star Wars mythos. Everybody trusts
you. There's no sleeves at this table.
Think about when they're in the cantina. They were killing people left and right because it was like dumb, like cheating and stuff like that.
But yeah. And they did reference that later on.
Yeah.
About him, you know, going to the cantina. And that's what he told him, you know, on Tatooine and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
and,
cool.
And the whole thing, the whole thing of referencing the Hutt cartel, that was a big thing. And that made... That reference, I actually thought was well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
If it's subtle, it's nice.
Yes.
But if it's like,
cantina.
And the whole buildup of the Crimson Dawn, I actually thought that was really good. Like, rather than it be like, oh, we serve a dark master.
So here's one interesting note that they said Ron Howard reportedly shot his portions of the film from the exact same script.
Still,
really?
I still maintain the beginning was awful.
So here's the thing. Yeah. Apparently the reason Phil Lord and Chris Miller got fired initially is because they encouraged a lot of improv on the set. And there were a lot of like improv jokes, things like that. And when they got a lot of the early test footage, it came off as like a straight up comedy.
It was a buddy film.
Yeah.
Chewie and Solo.
Because a lot of the people have like a comedy background. And then they were like, wait, this is not what we paid you to do. You need to just like stick to the script.
Yeah, well, not even that. Like with improv, what are you expecting? People are mainly going to go for comedy. That's what improv pretty much is.
Right.
Like that's why when you have it in any of the Marvel movies, some of the best comedy lines are the improv
lines. And honestly, I don't know what Disney was expecting when they hired the directors and the writers behind like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and 21 Jump Street and like Clone High. Like, yeah, that's exactly what you should have expected.
Right.
Like, they should have been hired to direct like Ant-Man and then Disney wouldn't have had no problem whatsoever. Actually, they should do an Ant-Man.
They should do
it. That would actually, granted, they probably burned their bridge with Disney now, but
that's the thing is if they had taken that comedic writing and actually had it not so much as an origin story, but a middle of the line, like he's already a smuggler and everything like that, it might have actually worked.
So maybe they should have dipped Solo part 2 instead of part 1.
Yeah, they should have just skipped part 1.
They should have just got Taika Waititi.
It worked for them before. Everything. They skipped 3 movies. They started with episode 4.
Mic drop on that one.
Stick to what you do.
Excellent.
Stick to your formula, right? True to you.
So while I'm pulling up the questions, of course, one more shout out. Shirt Punch, they're sponsoring our show today. So appreciate everything you guys are doing for us.
Go to shirtpunch.com. Get your shirts. Look for the Larry Cage shirt coming there soon.
You got a Larry Cage shirt?
You damn right.
Oh my God.
I feel you forgot to take a breath before you said it.
And I was drinking too, so it's all,
that makes it worse.
Oh, killing me.
So I'm just we have a couple Instagram posts on our page, Instagram.com/thepartynerds. One of them was Solo better or worse than you expected? So I'm just gonna read off a couple of them. One is from Lunar.Axis. The movie was not really gonna be good, to be honest. It's just meh. Like, I understand people would have loved to see a Han Solo prequel, but really, I didn't think it was necessary. Really, this, the prequels, and The Last Jedi are not that great. Like, they're serviceable films, but mediocre Star Wars films at best. Two more. John_Coyote, better than expected, but all the characters really didn't connect with the audience, and the deaths that happened weren't really that sad to begin.
Exactly.
Really that sad.
Agreed.
Yeah, you didn't exactly.
I cared more about HK-47, the droid in Rogue One. A hell of a lot more than any other.
L2SO?
No. Oh my God.
Certain letters and numbers in a sequential order.
You mean Alan Tudyk?
Yes. Alan Tudyk, yeah.
I cared more about that droid than any character.
Yes.
Any character.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I was saying earlier, I'm like, you introduce this character and just fucking kill him right away. Like they didn't make me love the character. And the person that they had, I have it open right here. The person that they had for Val, Fandy Newman, I think her name is. She's a great actress. She's wasted her character.
I wonder
she
why.
She is so good.
Yes. I was wondering why did I was like, why Watch does she look West so World. Familiar?
Yeah.
But it seemed like the only death that like you were that had any kind of emotion behind it, like character.
Woody Harrelson,
but also L3. Honest, like yeah.
So glad we took this job.
Because Lando actually cared, and Han Solo was supposed to be the one that cared about shoulder dude dying because he's like, I just watched
Beckett
die.
His name's Beckett.
No. Shoulder dude, the alien guy with the forearms.
Can
we just talk about for a brief moment how Han shot first?
Yes.
Like I am very glad they put that in there. It's like, oh. But just one more lesson you have to learn. Bam! He just like immediately got shot. Yeah, because you knew he was about to say like always shoot
what
first.
What a dick!
Han gets like first, well, real quick with it.
All right, Edward. Oh, sorry.
So I guess one more thing. Like another question that we also asked was Alden Ehrenreich the right choice for young Han Solo? Well,
oh, sorry. You that was the question. But
I think they could have picked a better actor. It's good. It seemed like he was struggling to get the character. Yeah. You know, they brought the acting coach on. He finally got it towards. While filming was going on, got better at it.
Towards the end,
yeah.
I
think they definitely could have.
I don't know. I kind of feel like if he had a role similar to how Wolverine had in X-Men First Class, it would have been fine. Even a little more screen time than that, it would have been fine. But to carry an entire movie, no.
No.
But I enjoyed him as the character, so I can't. I enjoyed him as the character. So
a couple of reactions to this. Candid John Kim. Overall, I enjoyed the story and liked how he played a newbie in the realm of piracy and crime syndicates and how he was letting his emotions sway his judgments. We're all used to a well-seasoned Han Solo, which I think also plays a factor into a lot of this as well. Bearded Con Man, one of our friends here, he surprised me acting-wise after hearing those rumors about him needing on-set coaching lessons. But looks-wise, Lucasfilm was drunk on blue milk cocktail to ever think he looked like a young Harrison Ford.
Which, true.
Were they truly trying to go, like, was that why they chose him as well?
Or
I hope not, too.
I have no idea, and I feel bad because I'm not bashing him overall as an actor. I just don't think he was the right choice for this role.
Yeah, he's a good actor, just not a good Han Solo, I guess.
I mean, no matter who they cast it wouldn't have made this film
have been
better
Harrison
with
Ford.
The same director and the same writer. And once again, no one can replace Harrison Ford. So he did the best he could. In my opinion, I want another movie because I feel like there's enough good here that they can make a
I would definitely give it a second. If they had Solo 2, I would definitely give it a second shot. DC has not earned that privilege for
Aubrey,
me,
Solo 2, would you check it out?
I would check it out to come on the podcast and poop on it.
Okay, so
what's the Rogue One director? I would watch if the Rogue One director.
So we're down to like the last 5 or so minutes. So I get. Oh, I don't know. But anyway,
I don't know what
where would
was.
You rank this movie out of all the Star Wars movies? You know that I've given you like the full list, but in
second
between
to last.
What second to last?
Second to last.
Really? Yeah. What's last?
Revenge of the Sith.
Oh,
really?
Wow! So you like episode one more
you
than
like
this?
Phantom Menace.
Yes.
You like episode two more than this?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Phantom Menace.
Yes.
Wow.
We
don't know what to say.
God, I thought Aubrey was going to have the last like eardrop thing with her triumph the comic
really
dog comment.
Aubrey's being
well, no, like her triumph right the insult dog comment. Like, yes, I'll come for it. For me to poop on.
That would have been a perfect way to end the show right there.
That's true.
That's just so party nerd.
For me to poop on.
All right, so second to last, I disagree with
last.
That. Let's go clockwise. Obs.
I'm going to say third to last.
Third
with
to last.
Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones underneath it.
Okay. Stevie?
I'm going to say that I don't remember the prequel trilogy. and so
okay,
I'm
we can all have
it.
Selective memory on that.
I would say if I'm just going over the original three movies, not the prequel three movies, and Rogue One and the new episodes, I'd say better than episode 9, The Last Jedi.
Eight,
whatever. I don't know how to count.
It's better than whatever they're going to make next
it's
year.
It's better than The Last Jedi because it still hurts me that that even happened. And I'm like, yeah, it might be part of it. But it's Rogue One is just the epitome of everything for me. I'm sorry. Like, it's above episode 8 under everything else. Second to last, I guess.
Okay.
I consider it on par with episode 3. Which I would put third to last. Like, I could say, like, Solo and Episode 3, I enjoyed them both for different reasons, but overall equally.
What movies did it beat?
Episode 1 and Episode 2.
Okay.
You
know. Yeah, we're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Stevie as well. My selective memory gets rid of the original trilogy as well. I would definitely say it is better than The Last Jedi,
yeah.
I would say, because a lot of The Last Jedi, just as you look at the development of every other character, especially now with everybody dying as well, a lot of the progression just kind of doesn't make any sense, and I still have
I want to fight you on that so badly.
I still
but
have
it's
problems with Rey's development, but that's a different story for a different day. But then this would be just barely above it, not that much more.
Not
like
that much, yeah.
Not that much more. Like if I could put them as equal, sure. But
it's got Lando. There, I'm happy.
Yeah, the Lando wins it out.
I do not get how you people are saying this movie's better than The Last Jedi.
I don't get how y'all were all four yeses and you're shitting on it this entire time.
That's real weird, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so like, wait, I'm not shitting on this movie. I think it was like,
when I say I didn't even know it came out, I was just like, had it actually like been advertised.
I still maintain I was happy with my money. I was happy with my money
at
Ready Player One. It was still an awful movie. It was it was entertaining.
I haven't
it was an
seen
awful
it yet.
Movie.
No spoiler.
Sure. What's your
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
It's not better than the original trilogy.
Obvs.
You don't say.
It's better than the second round of trilogies.
Yep.
And
I don't think it's better than 7.
It is.
It is not. That is not true.
Jerv, you are entitled to your opinion, but your opinion is wrong.
Yes. I don't even like J.J. Abrams, but I like that better than I liked the Solo movie. Yeah.
Before we go off the air, can I just point out that Bravo and I have not fought all night.
I was waiting for it, too.
Don't push your luck, Aubrey.
I've actually agreed with most of the things that he said tonight.
That's because before you got here, I told Bravo he can't start shit with you tonight, or you may not ever, ever come back.
Hey, Jerv.
What?
Aubrey. Don't. That's not fair because I won't say that word on air.
Yeah, she doesn't like that, Bravo. Doesn't like that at all.
Once we go off the air, I'll reply to that.
Yep. So we're what do we got? One more minute left to go. So definitely check us out on our social medias, Instagram.com/thepartyNerds. You can check out a lot of the stuff we put up, stuff about Star Wars, stuff about Spawn. That's news.
Spawn.
Jamie Foxx as Spawn.
Oh, baby.
You can also check out Darnell and Jamie's escapades in Florida.
Yeah, Party Nerds, Darnell and Jamie are down at Disney.
Woo!
Yep, they were at the con as well this past weekend as well.
They represented.
With Amber.
And Amber.
The Mystery Man cosplay was awesome. It was so, like, they really did a good job with all the cosplay they did over the weekend. It was really nice.
Dig it. Shout out to Party Nerds Jorge behind the scenes, always working hard.
Jorge!
I love you.
Dev, don't worry, I didn't forget about you, like some people.
I shouted out to Dev earlier on the podcast.
Yeah, she didn't want to give a fuck about Dev. They don't care right now. Fuck Dev and Wade. Like them
and Grandmaster Fox.
Who are these people?
They're people. They just exist.
And Fax, we miss you, baby. Come on back.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We catch y'all next week, and we're out.
We out.